From our studio in our office at the corner of 8th and Walton in Bentonville, Arkansas, welcome to Saturday Morning Meeting. Brought to you in part by Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp, the leading provider of credit and credibility solutions for businesses. Saturday Morning Meeting covers Walmart, Sam's Club, and the consumer product companies that are represented on the racks and shelves throughout the country and around the world. I'm Andy Shook, and thanks for joining us. We have a special show for you today. And when I say special, I mean special. This week, Saturday Morning Meeting flew to New York City for an annual four-day event held at the Javits Center that brings together suppliers, service providers, and retailers to learn, network, and experience all things great in retail. The event is called NRF's Big Show. If you haven't heard about it, let me fill you in. The National Retail Federation, NRF, is the world's largest retail trade association. Its mission is to advance the interests of the retail industry through advocacy, communications, and education. Now, each year, NRF hosts Retail's Big Show. There are presenters, breakout sessions, and a giant expo hall showcasing solutions and technologies from hundreds of exhibitors. Last year, more than 30,000 attended from all over the world. This year, we sent one of our own to check it out and share with you some of the most popular technologies, trends, and topics. On today's show, Samantha White, our associate producer, shares her perspective on Retail's Big Show and her favorite interviews with exhibiting companies. Stay tuned for Sam's interviews, packed with tips, knowledge, and some really cool new technologies.
Thanks, Andy. A few days ago, I was lucky enough to attend NRF's Big Show, and let me tell you, I was impressed. There were exhibitors from grocery, high fashion, e-commerce. Everything in retail was represented. Former head of Walmart US, Bill Simon presented. The chairman of Home Depot presented. Emmitt Smith, three-time Super Bowl champion, was there promoting his new retail solution. If you weren't there this year, seriously consider going next year. Most valuable of all, hundreds of service providers showcased their latest innovations. I was blown away by their technology and their problem solving. My interviews highlight the three key themes of the show: omnichannel, big data, and localized technology tools. The exhibitors I chose to talk with were selected to help you grow your business and be a better partner with the world's largest retailer. Everything we do at 8th and Walton and on Saturday Morning Meeting also is to help suppliers become smarter. So watch this week's show and you will be a smarter supplier. Watch every week and you'll be brilliant. Let's get started and talk with IBM and with Erva about their work with Anheuser-Busch.
Hi, I'm Sanjay with Erva, founder, CEO, and we're showing digital coolers here today at NRF. And we're showing not just the hardware, but the software and the cloud solution.
Key issue and the key difference between our transparent cooler and other transparent coolers in the market is really the lighting. And this is what helped us win the business with Anheuser-Busch. Our innovative lighting process basically allows the visual image quality on the screen to far surpass anything else when the cooler is filled with product. As you probably know, LCDs like to have white light behind them. But when you start to fill the cooler with blue bottles, red bottles, brown bottles, as you see here, it severely degrades the visual image quality of the LCD. So we developed a custom lighting solution, which we call TransView.
This is a translucent screen. You can show the product inside sometimes, but full motion video sometimes. But the product, you can see right through. You can open the door, and here's a cold bud. So there's a bona fide cooler with beautiful full motion video that is constantly connected into the cloud so you can update the content. You know, this is not only at the show, you can actually see 2,000 of them that is being rolled out by Anheuser-Busch for keeping all the beers cool in a liquor store. So you can see it all throughout the United States. The content on these coolers can change in real time. Full motion video, obviously, as you can see. And to be able to change in real time, the connectivity is via cell connection, and it connects into Erva Cloud. So Anheuser-Busch and their partners and agency can manage the content anytime they want from anywhere. But right now, they do it out of St. Louis. As you can see, the video is different, the content is different, there's a lot of scheduling software involved, there's a lot of layout software involved, and that's how the brand or the agency can manage the content.
So if other suppliers want something similar, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can get in touch with us, and we can put them in touch with the full solution. So the full solution would be the hardware, the cabinet, the full motion video screen, the content management system, the connectivity into the cloud, and in fact, you know, there's even warranty and leasing if the retailer needed that sort of support.
Okay, great. So just www.airva.com.
Yes.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much, Sanjay.
You're welcome, Sam.
We've got a great study that's come out this year. We've surveyed over 110,000 consumers, 19 different countries over 4 years. The big gist of this year's study is we want to measure the gap between where customers currently want to shop or prefer to shop and where they're actually doing that online. We've got 43% of customers telling us they prefer to shop online, but only 29% actually made their last purchase there. And we look at the propensity to share things like mobile data, location-based data, social data, and we see that the customer seems to be a little bit more willing than what they're actually doing to share that. We're asking ourselves why, and we're taking a look at the ecosystem of a customer and how the fact that all of the information that they currently have available at their fingertips, whether it be how they interact with Uber for location data, Netflix is doing a great job of capturing social information to provide content. We think that this change in ecosystem really needs to be something that retailers focus on, and they need to start building a roadmap that talks a little bit about how they're going to use this data to provide value for customers. In addition to that, there's some interesting information around inventory and how consumers want to be able to have access to inventory, whether it be on their mobile device, or they potentially want in-store associates to have access to that information as well. And that's really what sparked our partnership with Apple. And when you look at the two apps that we're releasing for retail, there's some great things in there that allow store associates to become those superstar sales associates and really have great inventory information and potentially even be able to provide offers to customers on the fly. So one of the tidbits from this year's study is we noticed that consumers are actually ranking store associates last on the list of trusted resources when it comes to product information or product detail. They seem to be leaning a little bit more on their social network, their family and friends. And again, that's one of the reasons we wanted to put devices in the hands of store associates as part of our Apple and IBM partnership, so that we can really start to re-empower those associates and put more value on the front lines where we're actually selling.
I think our MBA is different in several aspects from the traditional online MBA programs. We're teaching a methodology that has proven to win. In our school, learn something on Monday and on Tuesday morning, put it in practice. It's real stuff with real action to accelerate careers.
We're here today with Henry Ho from Field Agent to talk about the hot topics from NRF. Welcome, Henry.
Good to be here, Andy.
All right, great. So what happened at NRF?
Three key things. Omnichannel was big there, okay, as well as machine learning, big data. And the thing that interests me most is this new retail solutions. A lot of things were talked there, and you know, specifically around iBeacons and beacons.
iBeacons and beacons. What exactly is that?
That's a process in which technology is engaging shoppers as they walk into a retail store.
So through their mobile platforms, through their cell phones?
Absolutely.
They're getting messages as they walk into the store?
Yeah, we've been involved with some work recently where we tested both control and test stores,
okay,
where we're engaging shoppers as they enter a store and directing them to a category and helping them shop a category.
So it's kind of like having a greeter on your phone.
It is. When a shopper enters the store, a greeter says, hey, it's good to have you at the store today. Let me tell you about something going on in this category.
Now, are some shoppers finding that a little bit creepy that, you know, their phones are talking to them or that the store is talking to them?
You know, surprisingly, what we're finding out is that if you do it right, shoppers are really appreciating it and valuing it.
Well, I suppose if it's adding value and if it's adding something that's helpful.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So what else is happening in the stores then with the beacons? You said they're placing them in more than one place?
Yeah, as a shopper enters a category that they've been directed to, the iBeacon will send them more information about the products that's in that category. And they get the chance to tell them more about a particular product or how to shop it better and so forth.
Wow. Well, it sounds like Field Agent is right on top of this, and it sounds like this is a new field that's going to be kind of opening up to retailers as well as to suppliers. Henry, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's good to be here.
Retail Solutions is the market leader helping advance reporting and analytics with Walmart suppliers around the globe. We manage the data for you, automate data integration, attribution, and reports, and then help you focus on activities that will drive the most value. To do this, RSI works with you to perform a business value assessment to identify the largest value opportunities in your business. If improving results in sales through better insights and execution and efficiencies are important to you, contact RSI today.
Stay tuned for conversations with Toshiba, Hershey's, and Hewlett-Packard.
One of the most significant things that we're demonstrating here at the show today is an application for our omnichannel solution that we call TCX Gravity Link. And what TCX Gravity Link does, it provides a natural way to progress towards a final omnichannel state. Most retailers, when they want to achieve omnichannel, they have to look at all of the different applications like commerce engines, loyalty programs, OMS, and so forth. And it becomes a major task interconnecting all of these different applications in a way that they work in an omnichannel fashion. So what TCX Gravity Link allows the retailer to do is to look at the existing legacy systems that they have, pick and choose which ones they want to move towards that omnichannel state, and they can do that progressively through a set of user interfaces that TCX Gravity Link provides. This way, what we're giving our customers is a way, it's not an all or nothing approach to omnichannel, which is what most of our competitors do. They say, rip and replace everything that you have, and as you rip and replace everything you have, install all this stuff that's new. A lot of customers find that very expensive and very time consuming. So what Gravity Link allows you to do is to take legacy systems one by one and then move them towards that omnichannel state in a way that is affordable to them, in a way that's timely for them, and in a way that makes sense for them. And we've seen a lot of our retailers and a lot of our customers like this approach better than the rip and replace approach of our competitors. The most significant impact to retailers today is the handheld device, your iPhone, your Android phone. That has impacted the way retailers interface today with their customers. So what we're doing at Toshiba is providing applications that allow the user's data, iPhone or Android, in a way that takes advantage of the existing infrastructure and applications that the retailer has. We do that through a solution that we call TCX Amplify. And what Amplify allows you to do is to take the applications that the retailer is running, allows the retailer to select which of those applications, or more importantly, which of the features of those applications they want to temporarily move over to the customer's phone when the customer is in the store. So that way, for example, if they want to push coupons or loyalty programs or any other information that they think is usable to the consumer, they can do that through this Amplify application. Amplify sits between the consumer's phone and the retailer's application suite. In the retailers where we've seen this used, what they've reported back to us that they've gotten significantly better customer satisfaction, they've gotten improvements in their revenue streams, and more importantly, it has allowed the consumer to involve their phone, which today is part of their life, in that shopping experience.
How can a candy company and a technology company collaborate to drive value for Walmart? Well, Hershey and Wincor Nixdorf began collaborating about 2 years ago, we realized early on in the conversation that we had a common mission, which was to bring value to shoppers, save them time in store, and also drive the top line and bottom line for retailers. So early on when we began talking, we realized that together we brought a high value level. Hershey comes at it from a product standpoint, Wincor Nixdorf comes at it from a solution standpoint. Together we have a total end-to-end solution that we can offer to a retailer and drive value for the shoppers.
I think what suppliers can learn is not everyone can work with everybody, but it's a must to try to work with your different suppliers, no matter whether they're a technology company or a supplier like Hershey. Finding partners that don't compete, that where you can work together, is ultimately the key.
And I think that the thing I would add to that is simply that I think it's not just okay, but very important for suppliers to work together with one another. Where it makes sense, you can bring a higher level of value to the retailer, in this case, Walmart. And if you can find a good partner that works well together, you have nothing but upside to bring.
Well, we realize that the front end experience is rapidly changing. It's moving faster than ever before with new technologies like Apple Pay, as we see customers move to more self-checkout, scan, bag, and go. Technology itself is changing, which demands that the retailer change. So we're very focused on that. As Chris said earlier, we come at it from a technology standpoint, but it's also very important that the retailers are focused on what those sales are around the self-checkout or the traditional checkout lane.
Yeah, I can only add that from an impulse purchase standpoint, Hershey obviously has a vested interest in making sure that impulse sales are as high as possible for retailers. And so working with Wincor and Nixdorf, we have an opportunity to bring a total end-to-end solution that drives high impulse sales for shoppers and high top line and bottom line sales for Walmart.
Sure, so today we're showing off the breadth of the HP portfolio for retail. We're showing our in-store traditional point of sale terminals, whether it be all-in-one form factors like our RP2, RP7, Elite 800 all-in-one for retail. We're showing modular form factors like our MP9 retail system, which is a small form factor but really high performance terminal, all the way up to our RP5, which is the most flexible, most versatile platform that we offer. It can be used as a point of sale terminal, can drive kiosk, digital signage like what you see behind me. So really a breadth of our offering. But we're also showcasing our mobile point of sale solutions. So what I have here is the new HP retail case. The retail case is based on the ElitePad, which is running Windows 8.1. And so this allows for taking a Windows Intel-based tablet. We've built a retail case around it. And this case allows for the retailer to empower their associates, give them access to technology, and then to be able to take that technology and ultimately be able to complete a transaction by attaching various payment terminals from leading manufacturers such as Verifone, Ingenico, Anywhere Commerce. And so really we're showcasing the breadth of the offering, including our large format displays and other interactive technologies.
K-Stack, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, K-Stack lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. K-Stack, retail logistics is what we do.
Every day, shoppers are bombarded with traditional brand messages outside the store in hopes that these marketing dollars will drive in-store sales. Closure Media drives retail sales by connecting brands with 95 million Walmart shoppers per year while they are in the store. Through innovative programs at Walmart's photo and money centers, Closure Media converts Walmart shoppers to purchasers of your brand. With reported redemption rates up to 7 times the national FSI average, Closure Media drives sales. For more info, visit us at closuremedia.com.
Bentonville Commerce, less than 1 mile from the Walmart home office. You'll love the convenience, amenities, and customized options Bentonville Commerce offers. For more information, call 479-659-1260 today.
Next up, I talk with Zebra and Panasonic.
We believe IoT is going to have a significant impact on the enterprise, including the retail environment. Today, we're seeing technologies from every aspect of the environment, both from the supply chain to the back of the store to the front of the store. This year at NRF, we're sharing solutions ranging from your payment, your IT, your front store and your back store. I'm going to talk to you a bit about Zatar. Zatar is Zebra's Internet of Things platform. It's a horizontal platform that allows you to connect all types of devices into the platform. What we do is create an abstraction of that device. So we create an avatar for the device. This allows applications that are going to exist in the enterprise to easily come up and enable experiences for the customer. I'll give you an example of what we're showing today. We're showing a wine store environment that's going to use three IoT devices. So it's using a connected screen, it's using beacons, our impact beacons, and as well as RFID. The experience allows a customer to walk in store and replicate the experience you get today online. So when I walk in, I get detected. The screen dynamically offers me content that's relevant to me in that context of the store. You get offered two wine bottles, and you get the selection to choose. When you place a wine bottle on the RFID reader, it actually gives you product information and customer reviews that are absolutely relevant to you. This allows a customer to experience exactly what they will do online. In addition to that, you have an opportunity to actually upsell the customer. So our concierge service allows you to be able to order while standing right in front of the screen. This simple experience is going to enable retailers to actually start bringing real-time experiences to their customer.
So Panasonic, we've been in the POS business for over 25 years. And as we've talked to our customers over the last few years, it's become very apparent they want to move behind the counter and move in to really more of a mobile environment. So there's three different types really of retail. You have your big box retail, you have your food services retail, and then you have hospitality. And each one of those forms of retail can use a mobile POS device a little bit differently. So what we're really trying to do is immerse the customer into the buying experience. So say a big box retailer, you go in to buy a pair of shoes. It's in stock, you can buy it. But you know the pants you want to buy with it are not in stock. So what you can do is you can go to the mobile POS device, immerse the customer into the buying experience and say, well, what color would you like? We can order it right now. We can ship it to your house. It'll be there tomorrow. And you can do your payment, and it's done, and the transaction's over. So you've immersed their customer into the experience. Now, the other key point to this has integrated security. And where the industry is going is a secure transaction. So it's called chip and pin technology. So this has integrated chip and pin in a very rugged and reliable device that fits into the trend of mobile POS. It's really happening heavily now in retail. So what we've done as another Panasonic solution is we introduced the Panasonic PowerShelf. And what the PowerShelf is, it is essentially a platform, a future-proofed platform. And it's an inductive power system that can be built onto existing retail shelf. And what it does is it powers a lot of different types of devices. So the first one is it powers an electronic shelf label. So the retailer can instantaneously change the pricing of all the products in the location. This is the power shelf. One of the features is an out-of-stock mat. And out-of-stock costs retailers 4% of sales. And the consumer packaged goods companies cost them up to 8% of sales. And what this mat does, it indicates to the retailer and the CPG, you're out of stock. And they can immediately fulfill that and restock that shelf. And we're in pilot right now with a couple different retailers that are getting amazing results. And we believe the return on investment on just the out-of-stock indicator itself will be the millions of dollars of savings. The other thing for the PowerShelf, Panasonic PowerShelf, is beacon technology. That's also can be built into the shelf. So if you go up to the shelf, it knows who you are, what your buying habits could be, and it's going to send you potentially, say, a coupon to use right then while you're in there at the location. It also can tell you where products are in the store. So maybe like a Lowe's or Home Depot, you want to find five items, it's a big store. It can lead you to those items. And when you get to the shelf, it can actually give you a coupon or savings for that item. So again, Panasonic PowerShelf is basically a platform to build on, and we believe it's going to change the retail experience immensely. It's going to save our retailers a tremendous amount of money and essentially have a better buying experience. And they call that kind of an omni-vision experience, where you're really connecting the customer into the retailer, kind of bringing a part of that online experience into brick and mortar retail.
Trying to get your product noticed by retailers and customers? Rapid Prototypes in Bentonville can help with packaging, displays, renderings, signage, and much more. They are called Rapid Prototypes for a reason. Rapid turnaround and rapid response time to your needs. Need 2-week turnaround? Easy. Need 2-day turnaround? No problem. Need 2-minute turnaround? Let's talk. At Rapid Prototypes, we're always willing to go the extra mile for you. Rapid Prototypes, across from Gassano's Pizza on Walton Boulevard in Bentonville. Call 479-273-3278.
Bentonville Plaza, across the street from the Walmart Home Office. The best office location offers proximity and services like no other business complex in the area. Call 479-659-1260 today.
My colleagues and I were lucky enough to have a custom course put together for us by Ethan Walden, IRS, our instructor. It focused on all the different aspects of what an analyst might need from retailing to work with Walmart. I think what surprised me most is that there were so many things that I had not been using in RetailLink that would be valuable for me and that I hadn't attempted to use yet. And also just some tips and shortcuts. IRS has a lot of experience, and she knows how to help you find things that are going to help you do your work.
I hope you found these interviews helpful. Let me know if you enjoyed them and give me your suggestions for the 2016 Big Show too. To learn even more about NRF happenings, download your free NRF's 2015 Big Show ebook today. Just go to 8thandwalton.com.
Our thanks to Sam White and to all of today's guests. I'm Andy Shook, and from all of us at Saturday Morning Meeting, thanks for watching.
I walk in every day and I just take a deep breath and I'm like, I can't believe where it's gone, where it's come to. Blood, sweat, and tears, and then some, everything to build the company where it's at. I'm Billy Westbrook, and ScrubBlade is a idea I had. I wondered, why don't wiper blades scrub your windshield? If they're going back and forth, why don't they scrub the windshield while they're doing it? You know, I was making barely any money to survive. I was living on an air mattress at a friend's house, completely stripped down to nothing. It's just me. I was like, I'm going to give this 100% and see what happens with it. And that was in 2006. It's 2014 now, and I've never stopped. In the journey of ScrubBlade, we had a huge opportunity to do a big test with Walmart. And if I would have worked all those 8 years and neglected my business credit, I wouldn't have had the biggest opportunity of our journey. Dun & Bradstreet Credibility is a huge partnership for ScrubBlade. They share the knowledge really well, go through your credit rating with you and explain what this means and what that means. We're starting a big test with AutoZone, and I mean, they're the largest automotive retailer in the world. It's gonna take our company to the next level and beyond. What drives me, what keeps me going, is my family. Yeah. My job is to take care of my family, and it gives me a lot of pride to know that I can do that. And at the same instance, Dun & Bradstreet Credibility is taking care of me, or my entity, ScrubBlade. I mean, it's still a small company, but big in my eyes. We wanna have fun with it. We wanna bring people in along for the journey. You know, life's a journey. Get a clearer view. That's what ScrubBlade's tagline is, and it means everything.